Hey, how's it going? This is Eric.
This is Rochelle.
This is the holiday episode of Tip Tap Tip. It's Christmas time.
Christmas time in
Toronto. Well, not actually Toronto. We're in Calgary, but it is Christmas time at Tip Tap Tip. We are bringing the holiday special. We got our treats. We got our Christmas presents open. We are all full of bells and mistletoe and fun. Right?
And gingerbread cookies and chocolate. So don't mind us if we sound like we're chewing, because we are getting fat for the winter.
You know, it's a good thing that we're wearing these outfits the way we are, because these outfits have lots of room to grow.
I know, they're awesome.
just to be clear, Rochelle and I are wearing matching, matching blue. What do you call these things?
Just picture a baby.
Okay.
And then a baby wears a onesie.
Yeah.
And picture that on an adult.
Okay.
And identical. That is what we are wearing. But our crotch begins at our knees.
Below the knees. Yeah.
And it's kind of balloons out from there. So you really have no waistband, no restrictions, no limits to how many cookies you can eat, because you won't feel a thing. Slowly get larger and larger.
To put things into perspective, as far as the way these things are shaped.
And they're blue fleece. And they're from Avon, the Avon catalog.
Yeah.
Thank you, Avon.
So earlier this evening, I was doing the MC Hammer dance all across our living room. Because that's what you can do when you are own a home.
Is that what he says? Getting jiggy with it? Is that what he says?
No, that's Will Smith.
Oh.
That's Will Smith. Gets
jiggy. Oh, Hammer Time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's perfect rendition for sure. For a second, I thought MC Hammer was in the room.
I know. It's too bad these blue fleece outfits don't have a hint of sparkle to them. I feel like that would just make them a little bit more festive.
Well, Christmas isn't here yet. If somebody wants to send us a bedazzler, we can make this happen.
Bedazzler. Shoot, I should have put that on my Christmas list.
I know. So
it makes everything you wear sparkle and have diamonds.
So Rochelle and I just opened up Christmas presents because it is the 21st and it seemed like a perfect thing to do.
We couldn't wait. We were just like, should we do it? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I can't remember whose idea, but I think neither of us really argued that much. We're like, yeah, they're there.
Well, I was kind of joking. But then the thing is, because we go away for the holidays, it's like, do we take our Christmas presents with us? No, that's ridiculous. So then we'd have to wait until we come back, which would be Boxing Day, which is like 2 days after Christmas Eve when we open presents. So what's the difference? Two days after or 2 days before?
I was pretty happy doing it tonight.
What did you get for Christmas?
I got a nice wallet. Now, let me put things into perspective here. I've had this same wallet that I've since replaced since getting this new wallet. It was falling apart for the last 2 years, and I've held on to it because I don't know why, but I've held on to it. It's gone to the point where I couldn't even hold cards because all the inner slots were ripped up and things just looking like...
I know. I'm like, I don't understand why you still had this wallet. I really don't get it. You keep saying to me like, oh, I need a new wallet. And then I'd say, oh, well, I'm going to this thing. There's some really nice you know, handmade leather wallets and I'm like, this nope, thing. And you're like, no, don't do it.
No hippie shit. I want real.
It was not hippie shit. Okay. They were really nice wallets. But the thing is, I could never find one that was small enough or flat enough because I knew that was like your biggest concern. So I was talking with a friend of mine and she's like, oh, I found the perfect thing that I bought for my boyfriend.
Okay.
And that is how I found out about this company.
Yeah.
And it was very easy. I bought it online.
That's the magic. You order it. You don't have to go to stores.
I've never done that before.
And
I can see how addictive it is because it's so immediate. You're like, I want this now. Click. And then you wait for a couple of days and then you get something awesome in the mail.
That's kind of what I did for your gifts, at least part of them. Yeah, the ones I did. You know, magic shows up. Amazon.com. Kind of awesome for Christmas. I'm not paid for them, but wish it was.
Mandy? You're not what?
I'm not being paid for them. Let me tell you, these blue outfits are, they get pretty warm. They get pretty toasty.
Oh, are you saying now you're going to strip?
No, I'm saying that my balls are sweating.
My balls are sweaty, too.
Okay. Maybe just because it's 100% synthetic, that there's no...
It's fleece. They're supposed to be warm.
Is it fleece or is it synthetic fleece?
I don't know.
Is fleece like is there like a fleece animal that you like shave the fleece off of?
That's wool.
Where does fleece come from?
It's synthetic.
Okay. So that's why my balls are sweating.
Eric, even if it was wool, your balls would still be sweating.
Okay, well.
But the sweat would absorb into the wool and it won't absorb into the fleece.
Okay, let's change the subject.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you talking? I don't want to talk about sweaty balls. Thank you very much, Eric Skilling, for ruining the Christmas show.
And that's our Christmas show. And Eric out. Let's talk about Tokyo. What's going on there, Rochelle?
Angry single men stage anti-Christmas rally in Tokyo. Anti-Christmas protesters calling themselves losers with women. What? Marched through Tokyo's streets Saturday, bashing the upcoming holiday as a capitalist ploy that also discriminates against singletons. The group of about 20, part of the communist-inspired group that routinely protests Western holidays, marched under angry banners that read Smash Christmas in Tokyo's Shibuya district, where couples and families strolled for holiday shopping. The Scrooges, mostly single men, said they were against capitalism and were opposed to the commercialization of Christmas. In this world, money is extracted from people in love, and happy people support capitalism. And the head of the organization said the head of the organization formerly called Kakumitaki High or the Revolutionary Losers League. Christmas is the most symbolic event for this, he added. The man who identified himself only by the pseudonym Mark Water said the rally was also in support of unloved men. Unpopular men who don't have a girlfriend or are not married are overly discriminated. We want to break this barrier, he told AFP amid the shouting protesters. In Japan, Christmas is not an official holiday and mostly celebrated informally as a romantic event for couples, while the New Year's Day is an occasion for family reunion. The Christian population remains small in the Asian country. Stores offer special holiday sales and people decorate Christmas trees at home. The group has held past marches to denounce imported Western holidays, including rallies against Valentine's Day. Wow. What do you think about this, Eric? You're not a single man, so I don't know if we can...
I like the fact that this exists, that they exist. What are they called? Something Losers League? The Revolutionary Losers League? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, Revolutionary Losers League.
Like, if I wasn't married, I would be signed up for this, just because it sounds pretty cool. Like, you know, they're protesting. Well, there's certain points which I agree with. Christmas is pretty capitalist. Very expensive, even if you do things to try and mitigate the amount of money that you spend, either through gift exchanges or whatever. Even that, you're spending hundreds of dollars, right?
Yeah. So you're saying you don't want to do it?
Well, it's great when you get gifts.
Well, see, there you go. If you want to participate in it and get gifts, yeah, then you kind of have to give gifts. I can see how.
No, but I also.
Like, I think it can get out of hand. I think that we've experienced that where it has gotten out of hand. And we were just like, whoa, we don't have any money.
Yeah, there's people who, and quite often, like, will put themselves in a debt for like half a year, like paying off credit card bills just to buy Christmas presents for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy. It's like, you know, first of all, we can't afford that anymore. Like, there was a point in time in Rochelle and I's, in our lives where, you know, it was possible when we had one more disposable income. And
okay, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, even then, it was tough for us to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, you put a lot of your Christmas presents on your credit card and you paid for them later.
Oh yeah.
You know, you're talking like back in the day we were loaded. No, we weren't loaded. We both had very basic jobs. Yeah. Like, you know, we weren't rolling in the dough. Mm. We have never.
Well,
we've never been rich. Like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking? We lived in a mansion.
What are you talking about? Anyway, so I can see how they're saying that capitalist thing, but I don't think that that's just for single men. That's not a problem for single men. That's a problem for all people.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And there's many Christmases where I'm just like, actually a lot of Christmases where I'm just like, I don't want more stuff. Like, I don't need more stuff.
Yeah.
But then when I start writing my Christmas list, I'm like, oh, maybe I do.
Oh, you know what? As soon as I start seeing other people's Christmas lists, I'm like, I want that too.
I know. Yeah. And like, then you start thinking about it. Like, yeah. It's like, you know what? I never buy myself a nice coffee travel mug. I don't know why. It's one of those things where I'm like, really? That's really expensive. I'm just going to get the shitty $5 coffee mug. And it's a piece of shit. And it stinks. And it doesn't keep my coffee warm. And I don't really like it very much.
Yeah, well, why do you have that thing around still? Maybe I should have gone.
Because I just can't justify spending.
Like, what, $30 for a good.
Yeah, like, I don't even know how much they are. But, I have no idea. You know, like, I can't justify spending more than $10 on a travel mug. And so that's something that I put on my Christmas list.
Okay, well, right? You did put that on your list?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, hopefully maybe someone.
Maybe I did. I'm pretty sure I did. But, you know, like, or something like, you know, I don't know. Like, it's. I think that's what Christmas is about. It's like those special things that you won't normally treat yourself to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like gadgets and beer. And
a wallet. Like, you obviously, you care about the wallet, but you don't care enough about the wallet.
It had not annoyed me enough. Like, yeah. It annoyed me but not enough. Yeah. So anyways, the wallet. I think right now is a good time for a little musical interlude to really embrace what the holidays are about. And especially if you're from space and celebrate Life Day, which was the holiday that they celebrated in the Star Wars holiday special from 1978. Here's a song.
Isn't it from Chewbacca's planet?
Yeah, that's what the... you watched that hunk of junk? You watched the Star Wars...
No, but I did listen to the podcast where they... What is that podcast where they review movies and stuff?
Film Junk.
Yeah, I listened to that, and they talked about it. Is that where you heard about it?
I've saw it before. You can watch the whole thing right now on YouTube if you really want to watch it. I don't know anybody would.
That's what they said. They said it's so awful.
It is bad. So
anyway,
here's a treat for you. Here's a.
I'm curious to see this because she's supposed to be like really coked up.
I think she is. It's just a guess. Here's Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher singing. The Life Day song.
This holiday is yours, but we all share with you the hope that this day brings us closer to freedom and to harmony and to peace. No matter how different we appear, we're all the same in our struggle against the powers of evil and darkness. I hope that this day will always be a day of joy in which we can reconfirm our dedication and our courage, and more than anything else, our love for one another. This is the promise of the Tree of Life.
Michelle.
I like how they go to, what's his name?
Oh, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, and he looks so grumpy.
He's like, why? Why because am I doing this?
That was my favorite part when they were talking about it in the film junk when they were they were reviewing it, and they're like, yeah, Harrison Ford did not want to do any of this.
Nope.
And you could tell they're like, yeah, and every single scene that he's in is just like pulling teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
All right. Let's continue this.
A day that makes us want to
Okay, Michelle.
Was that a baby Chewbacca?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You really need to watch this, Michelle, to get the whole...
I feel like I do. Like, the one part I want to see is it's like 10 minutes and it's all Chewbacca talk. They're all like...
Yeah, it's just weird. It's like a bunch of skits. And I think Arthur is in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well,
okay, one thing that I like is how simple it is. Like, there are how many characters are there? There's Princess Leia, Chewbacca, R2-D2, C-3PO, Luke Skywalker,
Han Solo.
Six characters. That's it.
That's it.
That's how Star Wars started. That's how I like Star Wars. I don't like all these other characters. Oh, and Yoda, I guess. But is Yoda in this thing?
Not in the first one. He's in the second one and third one.
What? There's more than one of these Christmas specials?
No. He's not in... No, sorry. Talking about the movies. No.
Okay.
No, they only made one of these Christmas specials, thankfully.
Isn't that like the Star Wars song, the do 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 do?
Yeah, they kind of they put little parts of it in there. George Lucas himself has said, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, I don't know the exact quote, that he was saying that if he had a hammer and enough time, he would go around the world and smash every copy that existed of the Star Wars special because he hates it so much.
But he said that he had nothing to do with it.
No, he didn't. He really didn't. Like
But
he's embarrassed by it because it's...
He gave, I think it was like CTV.
He gave
them the characters and said, there you go. Do whatever you want.
And then they made a hunk of junk.
But the thing is, like, how is he to know how big Star Wars would have gotten, right? Like, what if Star Wars didn't get that huge? Then this would have, you know...
When the first movie came out, it was a big success, but so...
There's lots of movies that are a big success with the first one, right?
Yeah,
then they come out with a second one, and everyone's like,
Speaking of which, are you excited about our date in a couple days?
I know. Can we make out?
No, in the movie theater? I'll miss the movie. It's like, I want it. Yeah, Star Wars. It's so hard, Rochelle. Because I'm on the internet a lot, and because the movie came out this weekend, and I'm trying my best not to get...
Don't ruin it.
No, I'm trying not to get it ruined. I'm going out of my way
to
not have it ruined, and it's really hard because there's articles telling... Like, you know, about this or that. I'm like, but I haven't seen it yet. I can't read this article.
I know. And then, you know, I went skating today with my son to just like, you know, a community hockey rink outside. And I asked my friend's little boy, they went and saw Star Wars on opening night. And I was like, hey, how was it? He's like, it was awesome. And then I was like, no. Don't say anything.
Yeah,
I'm like yelling at this kid, like, stop it. You can't tell me anything.
Yeah.
I'm excited because I do like the old Star Wars, but I'm also a little bit apprehensive because the other Star Wars, the new ones, kind of bored me.
They were bored.
They bored me a lot because I couldn't follow the story. There were too many characters.
Yeah.
And a lot of just stuff that didn't make any sense to me. And then a lot of action and then talking. And then a lot of action and then talking.
Yeah.
And there wasn't really a consistent story. And so I'm a little bit worried that I might be bored.
No, because it's in somebody... Well, first of all, it's in somebody else's hands. The blame for those, I guess they call the prequels, or was basically squarely on George Lucas. He wrote the script. He directed the movies. He is all him, all the way.
But he also did the first three.
He did the first three, and that's what I don't get.
And those were good.
Well, like, he didn't direct the second one. He didn't... But anyways... So anyways, I'm really excited. This is a Christmas episode. This isn't the Star Wars.
It's not the Star Wars episode.
As much as I want to talk about Wookiees and Ewoks.
I want to know about this.
Well, this is what happened when kids are bad and they don't listen to...
Every child should watch this. Okay. Like, and they should know that this is possible.
It is always an option. Don't think that just because Christmas is around, you get presents.
These kids must have been extra naughty this year. They're not even getting a lump of coal because Christmas is canceled.
Oh, I forgot. This clip is set up by the most annoying woman ever. We just have to bear.
Yeah, she's got really big boobs.
Well, there's that too. But she is super excited about setting up this clip.
And so I need to plug my ears.
I had to turn it down, actually.
Yeah, turn it down.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Hi everyone, I'm Sandra Matos. Welcome to IO.
Information overload.
A Utah mom says she canceled Christmas to teach her three sons a lesson in gratitude. Kids are pretty ungrateful these days, but canceling Christmas? These parents feel that they've been...
Canceling Christmas? Oh, that's crazy.
It's like squeaking and it's really hurting my ears.
And it sounds like she's recording this in a cave.
Yeah, it does.
Like, seriously, if we can record this in a basement and not have too much echo, I'm sure...
Figure it out.
Oh, notice what they have behind them there? Okay, let's talk about that.
Fighting a very hard uphill battle with their kids when it comes to entitlement. Mrs. Henderson says that her kids expect so much even when they've been acting disrespectful. So this year there will be a Christmas tree and decorations, but her kids, which are 11, 8, and 5, will not be getting presents from Santa Claus or their parents. Parents, show your kids this video. I bet if they thought they were getting Christmas canceled, they'd straighten up.
Now, they see this video, they'll know that they should never grow up to be as exuberantly and boisterously, how do I say this nicely, without being a total jerk. Just, they'll learn not to be, I mean, I'm trying to be tactful. That's my New Year's resolution for 2016, to be nice to people.
Can you hurry up, please, because it's boring.
Okay, just not be like her.
Really quick. The parents took the money that they would have spent on the kids and put it towards acts of kindness towards others. Among other things, they invited several older widows and other people in the neighborhood without family over for Christmas dinner. Aww.
Okay, Rochelle, I want you to tell the rest of the story in her voice. You can do it. You can do it.
The rest of the story. Aw, too bad for the kids. No Christmas if you're a naughty boy. Okay, now I'm going to go back to my porn shoot over here so I can show my big titties and my lip-glossed mouth. That's the sound of the bed.
Okay.
Aw, maybe we could forgive this, Mom. What a sweet thing to do and what a valuable lesson for the kids. Despite the cancellation, the boys will be getting gifts from family members. Which mom feels will be more cherished? After all the internet backlash, Henderson says that her kids are in no way hurting and that they're not even upset about it. They've reacted by making gifts for each other and sneaking them in their stockings.
I can't
they're
watch
learning
more.
Exactly
one more
what
second.
These parents
you can do
want
Rochelle.
Them to learn because they're not moping around thinking of only themselves. They're thinking of others. So what do you guys think? Very smart mom or mean mom? Let me know in the comments below.
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to do that, lady. I'm totally going to do that. That's crazy.
Okay, next time, just note to Mr. Tip Tap Tip Editor. Picker. Can you please, if somebody's voice is that irritating, like just if we can't even stand it, just imagine we're making our listeners listen to that. That's not cool. That is not cool, Eric.
Unfortunately, I was looking for the best clip, And
that was the best one.
That was the best one, unfortunately. Wow. As the, because it was the best one in that it clearly told what the actual story was.
You know
was.
What my problem with that is?
What?
I don't think that other people should have their business, should stick their nose in other people's business. That seems like a family matter. I don't think people should be responding to,
to
this mother, because nobody knows how bad the kids are. Nobody knows what the kids have done. So it's not really anybody else's business.
Well, first of all, how did this story even get out? Because like you said, it should be like a family thing. And
yeah,
that's that. Like somebody.
She probably posted it online somewhere.
Oh, on her Facebook. It's like, well, my kids were total schmucks this year, so no presents. And somebody shared it. And like, so, you know, it's like.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody is just so open with sharing anything. Don't they know that? You know, you share something like that, all you're going to get is criticism. You're not going to, like, maybe some people are going to agree with you, but lots of people are going to not agree with you. Then the mom's going to feel like shit because she made this decision. And it's just like, you know what? Just don't. It's a personal family decision. You don't need to tell the world.
Because it's guaranteed, because this story has gotten out and gotten bigger, that it's, you know, it's on several news websites and those all have comment sections and everybody writes in the comments, you know, one way or the other, and they're probably, there's a problem with comment sections, mostly, except for Tip Tap Tip. Please leave us a comment on our website. Actually, speaking of Tip Tap Tip, we did get comments on our website. I didn't print these out, but I'll bring it up here, because it's always nice to acknowledge when it says, people,
Merry Christmas Tip Tap Tip. Fuck you.
No.
Shut the fuck up already.
No, we did get two comments on our last episode.
Oh, pop quiz. That one was fun. I liked making that one, although I didn't know very many of the answers.
Jason writes, I'm glad Tip Tap Tip is back. The 90s music was fantastic. I was stumped on most of them, which makes me afraid of what else I did in college now that I cannot recall.
Me too.
And Candace writes, yay, so glad you're back. So it's nice to be liked. Keep on liking us. Keep on leaving us.
I just like, you know, when we get responses from people who are listening to the show, it makes it feel more real. Because then it's not just like a one-way discussion. Like, it's like, hey, there are people who are actually out there listening to our show.
And they care that we put out things and stuff. So
it makes it a two-way discussion, right?
Yep. Keep it's on like sending your stuff.
Yeah.
We like it.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
Speaking of, we got more things. This is a Twitter response from a Scarborough dude who wrote, if I can bring it up, beep, 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 because I'm never on Twitter anymore.
So our plans for Christmas are the same as usual. We will be making another road trip to Edmonton. That is where my family lives. It's about a 3-hour long drive, and hopefully no winter storms will happen and the road conditions will be good, because when you live in Canada, that is the biggest worry. One time it took us like 5 hours to get home, which was nuts. And so many cars in the ditch.
It was the scariest ride ever.
I know. I think we were going
60.
Half of the speed that we normally go.
At least up until Red Deer. But anyways, Scarborough dude writes on Twitter, I don't know if that's a spelling mistake.
Probably happy.
Happy that Eric's grunting on Tip Tap Tip did nothing for me. First when he wrote that, I couldn't recall what he was saying. But
like,
then
what?
But now I recall that the last episode where I stepped away from the mic and was making weird noises. Which, if you haven't listened to the episode, it's fun. Check it out. So it did nothing for Scarborough Dude, but maybe it made somebody turned on a little bit. Please.
But your grunting sounded like poop grunting. It didn't sound like lifting weights grunting. That was the whole point.
Well, people get turned on by different things, Rochelle.
That's gross. I don't want to know about that.
No, not pooping.
What? You just said that.
No, you
said that.
No, I said grunting, and you all of a sudden you're like, pooping?
No, I told you that your grunting sounded like poop grunting, not lifting weights grunting, and you said that people get turned on by different things.
Well, I was referring to the former. I wasn't referring to pooping.
Oh, sure.
And okay. So.
Oh my goodness. Our child, we just opened up Christmas presents and our child does not want to go to sleep because guess what he got for Christmas?
Yeah, I got Lego.
A whole bucket full of Lego. So now he is dreaming. He's dreaming about Lego, and he's laying there, and he's like, a shovel came with it, and a hammer came with it.
Is this
like,
what he's saying?
He's not going to fall asleep.
That's what he said when you went upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is all he's thinking about is his Lego pieces.
Well.
You know what I really secretly want for Christmas, Eric?
What's that?
I watched a video where they showed the Simpsons Lego, where they're building the Quickie Mart.
You told me that.
Oh man, it is so cool. I don't know. I'm not trying to sell Lego, but like, it's just so great. I think it's just, as an artist, you're like, all the little details that they do, the little stickers, the little magazines, little video games. I'm like, I want everything in miniature like that.
And then our son...
It makes me talk like...
You should do your own videos, Rochelle. That'd be fantastic. maybe we'll add that to the list of 10 of the
works. It's so expensive.
It is expensive. It's crazy expensive.
Does Lego go on sale?
No.
It doesn't, right?
And certain sets go up in value because they're collector's items.
Yeah, like the one that we... our son play with and lose all the pieces.
But that's what you do. Like, you know, like...
If you don't play with it, what's the point?
Yeah, you just play with it. You lose half the pieces and you throw everything else in a bucket and includes the instructions to make anything that was cool.
Yeah, yeah. And then your collector's item goes to shit.
Whatever. I don't even want to think about it. Here's... Because it'll just make me sad. I'm like,
okay.
I could have bought a Lamborghini with that.
Set. Lego set. Yeah. Right. Whatever.
Here's 10 of the worst Christmas gifts you can give or receive.
White underwear.
Yeah, actually, that'd be on my list. Definitely. That's why I never ask for white underwear, because we're all animals.
That's what bleach was invented for, Eric. And pre-soak.
And fire.
And fire. Yeah. Okay, no, really, what is it, though?
Starting at number 10 and working our way down. Food-related gifts. Extra crispy, and as a side, however you prefer, most of us enjoy bacon, although it does come across as creepy when you take out your bacon wallet at the pay point. Man, you may think this is cool, but it's awkward. Okay, so...
Bacon wallet?
So maybe like a bacon, like patterned wallet, I'm guessing.
Oh, okay.
Because people are, everybody's super into bacon last few years. Okay, I like bacon. Bacon's great, but...
It was a marketing thing, though.
You know, but when I walked into London Drugs at one time and I saw Baconades, I'm like, okay, maybe we've take that extra step.
Just seems gross.
Yeah.
Anything that's, like, supposed to taste like something else but isn't that thing, it just messes with my brain. It's just not supposed to happen.
Yeah, I like bacon. I also like mayonnaise, but...
Like food science, I guess that's what it would be, right? Like food science?
Yeah, food science.
Yeah. I think it's gross. That's why McDonald's is sometimes gross. Because when you eat chicken McNuggets, you fart chicken McNuggets.
It's a fact.
It smells the same coming out. Like, that's not supposed to happen. That's not right.
No. Somebody invented that.
A perfume company.
Really? Is that a rumor? I keep on saying that.
Like, I read it in that book. You know, the book that everybody read. The food book.
I didn't read that book.
Well, I guess you're not part of the cool club.
Guess not. Number 9, kitchen appliances and or gadgets. Anything related to cooking, unless it was specifically requested, is not an acceptable gift. Especially if your better half is a housewife.
Are you serious? I love kitchen appliances.
Remember the one time I bought you a can opener? And that's the best thing ever.
I know. And if you bought me like a KitchenAid stand-up mixer,
yeah,
I would hump you forever.
You would just unzip that
big fleece
jumper thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's party.
I disagree with this. It just depends on the person. Like, I like those sorts of things. Okay. So I almost got you a Star Wars waffle maker that made the Death Star.
Yeah, I've seen those, but like... After like the fifth Darth Vader waffle, I'd be like, okay, I get it.
Yeah. Kind of loses its charm.
Number 8, inappropriate gifts. No matter what type of relation.
Vibrator.
Okay. Hold on. No matter what type of relation.
Rubber fist.
Okay. Well.
Remember that Christmas party at your work where somebody got a rubber fist?
Yeah, that is.
That made everybody feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, what was the name of the episode? Anyways, it's. Oh, I can't remember. We did talk about it extensively on one of our older episodes.
Yeah, we did.
Inappropriate gifts. No matter what type of relationship you share with your boss or your BFF, inappropriate gifts may seem as if they are hilarious to you, but on the contrary, they can come across as offensive or just downright disgusting. Steer clear from these gifts. So, yeah, so don't get your significant other big, giant fists and stuff.
Rubber fist.
Oh, which is unfortunate because I got you like a 10-pack.
Oh, a 10-pack.
In multiple colors and flavors.
Perfect. Number 7, gifts that are not age-appropriate.
Like what? Like Lego? Lego fists?
Well, I guess like if you bought me Lego... Or if you bought, you know, just a gift for the wrong age, I guess.
Well, what does it say there? What does it say there? It just says,
need I say more?
Okay, well, apparently you needed to say more because I don't clearly understand.
Well, okay, if I got you Thomas the Train.
I think I like Thomas the Train, though.
Oh, come on. Age appropriate. It's not, it says on the package age 3.
And up. And up, Rochelle.
Okay, fine. That's what my point is, though. Or if I got, like, our son a package of cigars, Cuban cigars.
Yeah, okay.
Not age appropriate.
Okay.
That's what I get.
Need you say more.
Okay. Number 6, cheesy gifts. We all enjoy a little dose of irony once in a while, but you don't want to gift that will remind the recipient of your dry sense of humor. After the novelty of the gift wears out, it's not ironic anymore, just plain cheesy.
Okay, have you ever given or received like a funny gift?
I have not received it, but I know a friend of ours gave it to somebody else and it was a fart book.
A what?
A fart book. Like what? Every page had different kinds of farts.
What?
You know, like here's the wet fart. Here's like the explosion fart or something. I don't know.
How many pages is this book?
I don't know. You don't remember this?
I don't recall.
So that's like a cheesy sort of funny book, but then like you look at it once, but then after that it's done, right?
Okay, you like flip through it. It's like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Moving along.
Number 5, gifts related to people's bad habits. There's nothing worse than receiving a gift that constantly reminds you of your bad habit. This may be therapeutic to some, but it is offensive and the quickest way to insult any person.
So if you get like a smoker, an ashtray or
I don't think they're talking about like smoking as a bad habit. I think they're talking about like, say if you like pick your nose.
And get them what? A nose picking device?
Yeah, I don't know. Or like what's another bad habit?
Alcoholism?
No, you're thinking of vices.
Okay.
Bad habits are like... like, you know how you always touch your nose? Like, what if I, like, got you, like, a nose blocker or something? So, like,
I'd be really
angry. You
never
touch your nose ever again. You'd be like, what?
I'd be really, really upset. And I'd be like, that's the worst gift ever.
Or, like, if you, like, I say my one of my bad habits would be sleeping.
And I got you what? What would be a bad gift related to that?
A bed? I don't know. I don't know. What is my bad habit?
Your bad habit?
Yeah, you tell me. What's my bad habit? Number 4.
Yeah.
Of the worst Christmas gifts you can give or receive. What do you think it is?
Well, I've read the list, so.
Oh, okay. Christmas themed gifts.
Yep.
Yes, I will agree with that.
This brings up a... something that we should talk about.
What?
Ugly sweater parties. Remember, like, when we were going to ugly sweater parties and we would have to go to, like, a thrift store or go to, you know, just find them at whatever store and find a really bad sweater to wear to these parties. Now they specifically make ugly Christmas sweaters just for these types of parties.
Well,
this world is going crazy, Rochelle, and no, I don't like it.
Eric, that is how the world works. Fun people, fun people make up fun things, and then the marketing world is like, hey, people are into this. I can make some money off of this.
Remember there's that, I think it was your old coworker. We went to a Christmas party at his place, and I had to get an ugly Christmas. I got like a woman's like shirt or something. I can't remember. It was like a scoop neck shirt.
Because I couldn't find one that would fit you in the vintage store because they were all really small.
What was it?
Skinny dudes. And then I'm looking in like Sears.
Yeah, it was at Sears.
There has to be something tacky in here, right? And the only thing I could find was like a woman's red top, like a long sleeve top.
Yeah.
And it had a silver bedazzled Christmas tree in the center of it. And I think it said like Noel or something on it.
Something like that.
And I was like, Eric, I don't want to spend a lot of money. This thing's like $10. Is that cool? And you're like, this sounds awesome.
And it was pretty tight too. And it was
so awful.
It was like a really low neckline. It was
like a scoop neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not exactly a Christmas sweater, but yeah.
It was pretty bad. And then the one thing that this girl did too that was really funny is she strung Christmas lights on her Christmas sweater.
Okay.
Around it. And then one of her other friends put... what do you call those things that you put on birthday cakes? Like the things that sparklers.
Sparklers.
He put sparklers in his Christmas sweater, and then we lit them.
Wouldn't that like melt the sweater or something?
And the sweater was like Angora or something like.
So it's just like,
like this is so dangerous. This
yeah, no not, kidding.
But we did it because we were drunk. So
yeah, right.
Anyway, okay. Yes, no Christmas themed gifts.
Don't do that.
Big no no. Number three. Except you know what? I do like Christmas blend coffee.
Okay, well,
sometimes
there you
those
go.
Are nice.
That's the gift all year round.
Yeah. Okay. The dreaded Christmas socks. You know, I disagree. I love Christmas.
I have socks. A pair of red socks which are upstairs, which I've been looking forward to wearing. So.
Yeah.
Those red ones are the
key. I love getting socks, and I don't care if they're Christmas themed. The only thing is, like, they're kind of limited to only wearing them at Christmas.
But
so
when you do get to wear them, you feel. Awesome.
You feel pretty. Yeah, I just don't like having Christmas themed things though, because
yep,
like that.
I like Christmas socks. So,
but I do. Yeah, I like getting socks for Christmas.
Yeah,
because usually they're like the special ones that are printed that you would now usually buy for yourself because they're more expensive.
Yep.
Okay, number two, underwear. I disagree as well.
I'm with you. I disagree. Underwear is always a good one, just not white underwear like we. About earlier.
Yeah.
It's always a good gift.
I love getting new underwear. That's like the best.
Like, especially if it's like fancy underwear, like not.
Did you say fantasy?
Fantasy underwear. Like, you know, with like dragons and unicorns and stuff.
I know. I was thinking like sexual fantasy underwear.
No, it's funny.
You're thinking about dragons and unicorns.
It's funny. That's funny. I hear the word fantasy. I think like dragons and swords and shields and unicorns. And you're like ropes and chains and.
No, I was thinking like lingerie.
Stewardess outfits.
Lingerie. Okay.
Two different.
Or like, remember when I used to buy you nice underwear from the Gay Boy store? Oh, those were nice underwear. You still have those underwear, that underwear.
I have one pair, yeah.
Yeah, the striped ones. The colorful striped ones.
No, I bought those ones myself.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, like those colorful Calvin Klein ones.
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, those are cool.
Anyway.
But you did get me the ones with like the built-in compartment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're like pouch yeah. or something underwear. Yeah, those ones are cool. Number one, gifts from your pets.
For your pets or?
From
your pets?
Not by far the worst gift, but not ideal either. We love our pets nonetheless.
From your pets?
From your pets.
Okay.
That seems kind of weird. Why would you? I guess like if you really want something and you want to buy it for yourself, then you say it's from your pets. It is kind of tacky. It's kind of cheesy. But also could be brilliant if you're like, hey, I really want that TV that has better sounding speakers.
From the dog.
And I'm going to say that it's from the squirrel outside.
Yeah, if you don't have any pets.
Is our pet. Oh, no, we have birds.
Yeah, we have like a gang of birds. Like they're a gang, like of like maybe a couple dozen birds.
Are they called a gang or are they called a flock?
I call them a gang because they hang out in like a posse.
A flock.
Sure, whatever you want.
Yeah, they just kind of like. fly from like one bush in front of her house to another bush in front
of
her house.
I like that. That's like the one feature of the house I really enjoy.
I know, me too.
Except when I have to clean off little bird poops.
What? Where is the bird poops?
On top of the garbage bins.
Oh.
Because that's where they hang out.
Aw.
But this isn't the garbage poop episode, or the bird poop episode of garbage poop. Okay, it's getting late.
Someone is getting tired.
Let's play this last clipping. GTFO, all right? This is a person, you know, Christmas is the time of giving. Some people like to give gifts more than others, and this person likes to give all the gifts.
She attached. Here it is.
Wowza.
That is quite
wowza. A
of presents, Holly, isn't it?
Present.
Emma joined us now on Skype.
Okay, Rochelle is either yawning or she's going...
That was a yawn.
Or she's going, wowza.
Whatever, you just yawn too.
That is quite a pile of presents, Holly, isn't it?
Present mountain.
Emma joined us now on Skype live from the Isle of Man. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
So, Emma, look, let's start. It's a huge pile of presents. How many presents are there in the present mountain?
I think there's around 300... under there.
Goodness, Lisa, you've got two girls, 13 and 9. You've got a son of 19 months. You buy for your husband. There's your presents there, and you've got about 85 presents per person. That works out.
Yeah.
Now, are you incredibly rich? How much does this cost you to do all this?
No, I'm not rich at all, which is the first thing I wanted to point out, because it's been put all over the internet after the picture was taken from Instagram that I'm rich.
So putting it into perspective, this pile of 300 presents is almost as tall as the Christmas tree itself.
If you're not rich, then how can you afford to buy all this
stuff?
Well,
let this woman explain how she does it. A hashtag too many presents.
I spoil my children. I literally start from January. I shop all the way through. I use every bargain that I can, every sale that I can. That's the way I do it, and I shop all year round to make the pile as big as it is. So I start wrapping in August.
You're not in debt then from this. How much is that pile of presents cost you, do you think?
All in all, it's about £1,500 worth. I don't have a credit card. I literally, Martin, money expert, I follow him religiously and I do all the sales. Anything that's full price, I refuse to pay for, and I'll do it all year round to give my kids.
Anyways, so lots of presents. Hashtag too many presents.
Okay, so that means that they like never get any sort of gift throughout the year.
Yeah, they what about birthdays and get, stuff? Like,
sometimes you're shopping with your kids, and you're like, I'm going to buy my kid a toy today.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, but then you can't, you don't, because you buy it and then you wrap it. And then the kids have to sit there and look at the pile of presents, like, from August.
No, she's buying all throughout the year.
So January, so for like, a whole year.
So starting in like a couple weeks.
You're hiding presents.
So in a couple weeks, she's going to be starting this nonsense all over again.
I would hate that. That is awful.
We all like.
I don't want to shop for presents all year long.
No.
Oh my goodness. That sounds torturous.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
I like the present you got me, Rochelle.
I'm glad.
It's really nice. It's really nice. And it is one of
I don't like the presents you got me, Eric.
Oh, I know. Just throw them in the garbage. Throw them all in the garbage because it's what they are. Presents I got you.
I am incredibly happy with the presents you got me.
Well, I'm incredibly good at taking hints, so... You should be happy.
The two of them were not really hints, though. It was more like, I would just told you.
Yeah. It's like, really give me these things. I'm like, okay.
The Queen CD compilation. I'm going to blare that in our car for the next month.
It's a good drive-in CD. We'll be having fun with that on the way up to Edmonton. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap up our Christmas show. I want to do things a little bit differently this time. I want to say our announcements now, because the song we're going to play after this is short, and I just want to enjoy it in its entirety.
And it's also your most favorite musician of the year.
It's my favorite Christmas song at this moment.
I think he's going to be your. I think he's your favorite musician from this year.
It is.
You have played his music nonstop, and I think it's beautiful, but also a little bit sad, some of his songs.
Well, this song is not sad. It's a
but this song's not sad, yeah.
So before we go, we like comments. Send us comments and visit our website.
And also, Merry Christmas from Eric and me from Tip Tap Tip. Happy holidays. And we'll see you in the new year.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Bye. Bye.
Tree.